Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Donegal Coroner has asked for a report on the Garda investigation into the murder of Andrew Allen in Buncrana. A Donegal County Councillor believes there will have to be a public consultation if the Council proposes to ban bathing at Tullen Strand in Bundoran. Garda are investigating a burglary in Remalton in which a stolen key was used to gain entry to the property. And a Donegal deputy says he expects substantial progress on the issue of a mica redress scheme. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first the news, Donegal Coroner Dr. Dennis McCauley has asked for a report on the Garda investigation into the murder of a 24-year-old Andrew Allen, who was shot dead in a house in Buncrana in February 2012. According to RTÉ News, Inspector David Murphy asked today at Buncrana Courthouse for a further adjournment of the inquest into the death of Mr. Allen. He says a number of strands in the inquiry are still open and being assessed by the investigating team. Trish Lafferty reports.
On the 9th of February 2012, 24-year-old Andrew Allen was murdered in his home at the Linksview Park in Buncrana in front of his partner at approximately 9:20pm. He received a number of gunshot wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. Inspector David Murphy said today that he was conscious that the 6th anniversary of Mr. Allen's death had passed, but there are very extensive inquiries still being pursued in this matter. RTÉ News is reporting that Dr. Dennis McCauley agreed to adjourn the inquest until September, but asked that Gardaí make a reasoned argument to him then as to why he should not set a date for an inquest after 6 years. Without interfering with the investigation, he said he would like an assessment as to the likelihood of this case being successful.
The government and the EU has been urged not to roll back on commitments to have a backstop option for Northern Ireland during the Brexit negotiations. The European Parliament voted today for a draft resolution outlining its position on a possible framework for future EU-UK relations post-Brexit. The EU's draft withdrawal agreement states that Northern Ireland should stay aligned to the EU's rules and regulations as a backstop option if the UK cannot come up with a way of avoiding a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic. Midlands North West MEP Matt Carthy says it is clear that the British government has no regard for the border issue.
The British government actually agreed on a political level to the basis for the backstop in December. They've been rowing back on it ever since, and yet they haven't put forward a single realistic proposal to deal with the issues pertaining to the Irish border. And the truth of the matter is that they don't fully care or understand how it is that the Irish border affects the issues pertaining to the customs union and the single market. So that's why I think it's really important that the Irish government and the EU remain strong and steadfast in ensuring that the backstop as it has been proposed is the minimum that we can accept, because the truth of the matter is, and we've been saying this since day one, if the North is taken out of the customs union and the single market, that will have devastating impacts.
A Donegal councillor says he believes there will have to be a public consultation if the council proposes to ban bathing at Tullen Strand in Bundoran. Following comments from the coroner at the inquest into the death of 27-year-old Corporal Gavin Carey from Mullingar, County Westmeath, who drowned at the beach in August 2016, Donegal County Council commissioned a report. That report has recommended a bylaw to prevent bathing from taking place on the beach. Councillor Barry O'Neill says the issue must be very carefully considered, and on the 9 till noon show today, he said the public must be involved.
Donegal County Council's executive had a report done, an independent report done by Irish Water Safety, and it's them who've made the recommendation that there should be no bathing on the beach at Tullen Strand. And for that now, to continue forward, it needs to be put to the public, because to introduce a bylaw...
It does have to be put to the public, or you want it to be put to the public.
Well, I understand that, you know, going on precedent, mm-hmm. it would have to go to the public simply because it's a bylaw change. A number of years ago, there was issues on beaches across the county and harbours, indeed, as regards the launching of jet skis, particularly Rosnallow was a problem. And Donegal County Council had a public consultation in relation to the use and the launching of jet skis on beaches, and that involved public consultation. So this would also have to involve public consultation because there are various stakeholders here.
Irish Water and Donegal County Council must meet as a matter of urgency to discuss the area of the Port Road close to Station Roundabout. That's according to Councillor Kieran Brogan, who says the road surface there is in need of serious repair. The council says it cannot act until Irish Water has carried out work there to tackle a number of problems with water and sewage in the area, but no timetable for that work has been agreed. Councillor Brogan says it's past time the council and Irish Water discuss this and other issues.
Irish Water and Donegal County Council needs to come together as a matter of urgency to improve the infrastructure needed there, but they also need to improve the surface and the road as well. I think the road users, the business people and indeed tiny towns have been more than patient with this stretch of road for a long, long time. So I'm asking them to come back with an action plan because the whole infrastructure from the Tesco roundabout right out to the Port Bridge needs to be renewed as a matter of urgency, and that means replacing the whole sewage network in that area. But we can't allow it to be sitting the way it's sitting for as long as it is. It's a disgrace, the piece of road. So the council and Irish Water must address this as a matter of urgency.
Now, the council have contacted Irish Water and they have not given any specific date as to when these works are going to be complete. Is that concerning?
It's very concerning because there's no point in us being told that we're part of a new national planning framework plan and everything's going to be great when the basic infrastructure is not going to be improved, because that's what the national planning framework is supposed to be about. We need to see a huge investment in Letterkenny and improving the sewage network in the town. Irish Water are undertaking to do some works in and around the town, but this is the fourth consecutive meeting now that we've asked as elected members of Letterkenny Municipal District asked to meet with Irish Water, and that's not right and it's not fair. And we're the voice of the electorate out there. There's huge concerns from the flooding in Glenwood Park to the sewage network, and we need to see the timescale in this plan here going forward.
The Taoiseach says he will invite Donald Trump to Ireland. Leo Varadkar will extend the invitation to the US President when he meets with him tomorrow. Sean Defoe reports from Washington.
There's been a long-standing invitation for Donald Trump to come to Ireland, first issued by Enda Kenny. Now Leo Varadkar has said that he'll renew the offer at the White House tomorrow.
Donald Trump has invited me to Washington, D.C. I'm here this week. He's going to invite me to his house, and I think it's absolutely appropriate. It's just normal hospitality that when somebody invites you to their country and their house that you reciprocate.
Though the Taoiseach won't be visiting Doon Beg with Trump if he does visit.
I'm not into golf, so I won't be playing golf with him if he comes to Doon Beg. But perhaps there'd be an opportunity for him to potentially visit some of the Irish companies that invest in the US.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald says they wouldn't oppose a visit, as the US can be of some help in Northern Ireland.
You know, I don't think for a moment that inviting another head of state should be read as endorsing or sharing their political views on things.
The Taoiseach also said he'd like to bring Donald Trump to the border with the North to see firsthand what a hard border would do to the country. Sean Defoe in Washington, D.C.
Gardaí are currently investigating a burglary in the Remelton area over the weekend in which a stolen key was used to gain entry to the property. A Garda spokesperson said they believe sometime between 3 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning last, a number of items and a sum of money was taken from the premises after entry was gained through the door of the property using a stolen key. No arrests have yet been made, but inquiries are ongoing. Meanwhile, two Donegal men and two others from Tyrone and Armagh have been jailed in the north after pleading guilty to the involvement in what's been described as a cross-border drug gang. The PSNI say the gang was supplying large quantities of drugs into the Derry and Donegal areas. Catherine Gaffney has more.
34-year-old Desmond Enfield from Ermelton was given a two-year jail term, while 38-year-old Seamus Boyce from Letterkenny was given 16 months. 61-year-old Kieran Austin from Lurgan was also jailed for 16 months, while 33-year-old Darren Donnelly of Six Mile Cross Oma was handed a one-year sentence. All four were told at Craigavon Courthouse that they can expect to be released on licence halfway through their sentences. They were arrested following the seizure of €340,000 worth of herbal cannabis in Lurgan in 2016. 2016. Speaking after the sentencing, PSNI Detective Inspector Tom McClure acknowledged the close involvement of Gardaí in what was a proactive cross-border investigation. He said the gang was supplying large quantities of controlled drugs into the Derry and Donegal areas with the potential to cause significant harm.
Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says he expects substantial progress on the issue of a redress scheme for people whose homes are affected by mica in Donegal and Mayo. An expert panel report published last year found up to 5,000 homes were affected and recommended consideration of a redress scheme similar to that offered in the case of pyrite elsewhere in the country. Deputy McConlogue says after several delays and false starts, commitments were given late last year and he wants to see them honoured.
I think it has to happen, but given the track record so far, which has been very disappointing, one will have doubts until we actually see it. But I think it's important that the government do follow through on their commitments and stick to a timeline. When Minister Damien English met with representatives of homeowners before Christmas, when he visited the county, he indicated that by April he hoped to be back with a clear outline as to how the government would address this. And when I raised it with him in the Dáil, he indicated that he would actually be back in April. So we're certainly working along with the homeowners, will be holding him to that.
A petition has been launched in a bid to retain the dispensary at Clohan Health Centre in West Donegal. The HSE are to close dispensaries around the country that currently do not comply with a dispense level of 70%. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, Dr. John Sheeran of the Clohan Health Centre says their dispense level is currently at 10%. However, he says this is a vital service for the vulnerable in society, particularly those living in rural communities.
The 10% of people that we're hitting here are a particularly vulnerable group. There are elderly. We have a day centre in the same building as the health centre here. So for those people who were being collected in minibuses 3 days a week to come in for their lunch, they would simply walk into my staff when they arrived at 10 o'clock in the morning and ask for their drugs, and the drugs would be ready and packed when they were going home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We also have, to the west of this practice, we have a lot of very rural townlands with elderly, particularly elderly men, bachelors, and couples on their own, and for them coming as far as the village here for their shop and pension would be their biggest trek, and many of them are dependent on other people for transport.
Over €927,000 has been invested in Donegal Arts by the Arts Council for 2018. The grants are part of a nationwide investment of €68.4 million due to be issued over the coming year, with a focus on creating opportunities for the public to experience large-scale work as well as work of real artistic ambition. Donal Kavanagh has more details.
In excess of €927,000 allocated to projects in Donegal by the Arts Council for 2018. Among those in receipt of grants are the Errigal Arts Festival, which gets €180,000. €8,000 is awarded to Northwest Words. €2,500 is being invested in the Swell Festival. The Regional Cultural Centre in Letterkenny will receive €125,000. On Greenan Theatre will receive €105,000. The Donegal County Council Arts Service receives €69,000. €35,000 goes to the Ballar Arts Centre in Ballybuffet, while €41,000 has been awarded to Corcommon for Hecuador for its winter school.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with rugby. Joe Dunleavy has kept his place in the Ireland under-20 starting side for this weekend's Six Nations tie with England. The Letterkenny native impressed a blindside flanker in his debut in last week's victory over Scotland at Donnybrook. Ireland head coach Noel McNamara has made 4 changes to the side for the game in Coventry on Friday evening. 3 of the 4 changes are in the front row. Jordan Dugan, Owen Clark and Jack Ogner all start. James Hume comes into the side on the right wing. That game in Coventry starts at the Rioch Arena at 8 o'clock on Friday. Meanwhile, England captain Dylan Hartley has been passed fit for Saturday's clash with Ireland at Twickenham. The Hookers recovered from a calf injury which ruled him out of their defeat to France. It's also been confirmed that wing Elliot Daly will be available, having overcome a foot problem. The Ireland lineup, of course, will be confirmed tomorrow, Thursday. In soccer, Mavill Community College were crowned FAI Schools Junior Girls National Cup winners today. Then a show on side beat Clare Galway College 2-1 in the final at Whitehall in Dublin. Kerry Brown scored the two goals for Mavill to give them the title. Elsewhere today, Skull Warabun Crana beat Loretto SS Kilkenny by a goal to nil at Coodhill in Monaghan. Cleona Doherty scored the game's only goal, which now sends the girls into the FAI Minor National Cup final. Antonio Conte has warned his Chelsea players they must suffer to knock Barcelona out of the Champions League tonight. The Blues head to the new camp for the second leg of their last 16 tie. The sides played out a 1-1 draw at Stamford Bridge 3 weeks ago, where Lionel Messi equalised to hand Barca the advantage off an away goal. To get the right result tonight, Conte says his team must dig deep.
The final result of the first leg give a great advantage to Barcelona. We have to try to do our best. We must start the game with great concentration. There are moments that we have to suffer, to be compact. And then when you have the ball, you must have in your head, in your heart, the feeling that you have to go to try to score.
At the same time tonight, which is 7:45 for the kickoffs, Besiktas will be hoping to pull off a massive upset at home to Bayern Munich. The Germans bring a 5-0 advantage into the second leg of their tie in Istanbul. Tottenham have confirmed that Harry Kane's ankle injury is not as bad as first feared. The striker was substituted in Spurs 4-1 win at Bournemouth on Sunday, raising concerns he could miss the rest of the season. But the club says he should resume first team training next month, confirming Kane has suffered lateral ankle ligament damage. Sky Sports pundit Jimmy Carragher has been suspended for the rest of the season. The former Liverpool and England defender was filmed spitting at a family through his car window following the Reds' defeat to Manchester United on Saturday. His employers say they will decide if he's ready to return to the role in the summer. The FAI has announced that Derry City's forthcoming fixtures against Dundalk on March 19th and Cork City on March 23rd have been postponed due to international call-ups, with a number of Derry players away at under 19 and under 21 duty for both Northern Ireland and the Republic next week. It means the games will now take place against Dundalk on Monday the 14th of May, and City's trip to Cork has been rescheduled for Monday the 4th of June. In Gaelic games, Jason McGee is stepping away from the Donegal senior panel to play with the county under-20s. Donegal under-20s manager Gary McDade confirmed the Ulster-winning minor and under-21 midfielder will be part of his squad. The Clonhilly man has been struggling with a hip injury since the start of the season. The new rules set out by Croke Park means under-20 players can't play the two levels at the same time. There's an all-Donegal Ulster Marquee Cup final taking place at the moment at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. They're heading to half-time, and it's in Columbus College Stranorda who are leading against Carndonna Community School by 5 points. 1-7-1-2 was the score a short time ago. Finally in racing, Ulterior has won the feature race on day two of the Cheltenham Festival. That's the Queen Mother's Champion Chase. With the details on that and the rest of the day's action, here's Dennis Kerwin.
The Nicky Henderson-trained Altior added the Queen Mother Champion Chase to his Supreme Novice Hurdle and Arkell Chase victories of the past two seasons, with a stylish success under jockey Nico de Boinville at odds of even money. Duvan, ridden by Patrick Mullins, fell midway through the race, and in the closing stages, Altior and Min were left to fight out the finish, with Altior getting the better of him by 7 lengths. Day two got off to a great start for the Irish when the hugely talented Sam Crowe landed the Ballymore Novices Hurdle, as expected under Jack Kennedy, at odds of 11-8 on, to give trainer Gordon Elliott his first winner of the festival. Elliot and Jack Kennedy brought up a double when 33-1 shot Veneer of Charm won the Fred Winter Hurdle. Elliot's Tiger Roll had earlier won the cross-country chase under Keith Donoghue at odds of 7-1. It was Tiger Roll's third festival success. There was another popular result when the well-backed 5-2 favourite Presenting Percy, ridden by Davy Russell and trained by Pat Kelly, stylishly landed the RSA chase. Ruby Walsh took a crashing fall from Al Boom Photo in the race, and his festival looks to be over as he was taken to hospital with a suspected broken leg. Walsh had only made his comeback from another broken leg last Thursday. So it was Altior who took top honours on the day, while Gordon Elliott also had a day to remember with the treble so far. At the 2018 Cheltenham Festival in association with the Irish Daily Star, for Jack Kennedy's exclusive Cheltenham column, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
And we'll of course have more from Cheltenham tomorrow morning on our Sports Bulletin. That's it, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. Donegal County Council is being asked to investigate a section of the Bomini Letterleague Road. It's after residents complained that the road is too narrow for two cars to pass while a drop on either side could prove treacherous for drivers during bad weather. The council say this section is similar to many others in the county and that there are no plans to improve it. However, Councillor Adrian Glacken doesn't accept that assessment.
We have to get away from actually just treating the problem and look to eradicating the problem, because at the minute, at the rate it's going, it is causing concerns. If it starts getting into housing, it's going to cause a real problem in the future, similar to what, as I said, people are worried about the mica and stuff like that there. And I think we're all, you know, if we deal with it now, you know, it'd be a step ahead coming towards the summer. If we could get maybe, you know, get this into action, and rather than waiting to the autumn until it's been dealt with again, we could have a proper plan in place.
And more waste collectors are expected to follow suit after Panda announced it will charge for recycling from April. The fee, which will be frozen for 5 years, should cost an average household €21 a year. Panda says it's because the value in recyclable material has collapsed, with China refusing to take it in. Managing Director Des Cronin says he expects other firms will follow, as they've no choice in the falling market.
In America, they're actually dumping. They're going to landfill with recyclates at the moment. They cannot move it. In Australia, there are certain parts of state of Victoria where they have stopped collecting. And in the UK, the major collectors who deal with the councils are talking about force majeure on contracts. So unless the councils are willing to pay them a lot more, they're going to stop collecting.
And finally for weather, cloudy and wet overnight with further outbreaks of rain, heavy in parts with the risk of spot flooding. Areas of mist and fog forming also, with lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees with strong and gusty southeasterly winds gradually moderating. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal Coroner Dr. Dennis McCauley has asked for a report on the Garda investigation into the murder of 24-year-old Andrew Allen, who was shot dead in a house in Buncrana in February 2012. According to RT News, Inspector David Murphy asked today at Buncrana Courthouse for a further adjournment of the inquest into the death of Mr. Allen. Gardaí are currently investigating a burglary in the Remelton area over the weekend, in which a stolen key was used to gain entry to the property. A Garda spokesperson said they believe sometime between 3 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning last, a number of items and a sum of money was taken from the premises after entry was gained through the door of the property using a stolen key. A petition has been launched in a bid to retain the dispensary at Clohan Health Centre in West Donegal. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, Dr. John Sheeran of the Clohan Health Centre says this is a vital service for the vulnerable in society, particularly those living in rural communities. And two Donegal men and two others from Tyrone and Armagh have been jailed in the north after pleading guilty to involvement in what's been described as a cross-border drug gang. The PSNI say the gang was supplying large quantities of drugs into the Derry and Donegal areas. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for Wednesday evening, March the 14th. The death has taken place of Nancy Donaghy, née Grieve, late of Knock Alla Park, Derry, and formerly of Crocken Road, Glenmornan. Reposing at her daughter Anne Scott's home, 40 Blackthorn Manor, Crescent Link, Derry, this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving her daughter's home on Friday morning at 9:45 for Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Gallia, at 10:30. Interment afterwards in St. Patrick's Cemetery, Killina, Dunamana. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Owen Moore Residence Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newtown Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Eamon Harper, Dreggish, County Tyrone. Funeral tomorrow from his late residence, 159 Drumlega Road, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Dreggish. Interment afterwards in St. Davog's Cemetery, Dromore. The death has taken place at the Royal Alexandria Hospital, Paisley, of Neely Boyle, formerly of Annagry in Renfrew, Scotland. Remains will be received at St. James's Church, Renfrew, at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 9:30 on Monday morning, with burial thereafter at Bishopton Cemetery. The death has occurred of Anthony Patton, Carrig McGrath, Bally Buffet. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Shesha O'Neill, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of David Ferris, Killian Mallon. Removal from Collins funeral premises, Kildaff, on Friday afternoon at 1:30. For 2 o'clock, funeral service in Mallon Presbyterian Church Lag, followed by burial in the family grave.